This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This morning, the show got off to a slower, later start than I would like and what I hope the three people listening at that time would like. And the reason why was because Katie was exceedingly late this morning. What was the reason why you were late?
Well, I will tell you why. I have a baby that keeps wanting to eat from my body as I'm getting ready for work.
Right. Well, what are you doing all the pumping for? Where's that milk going?
That stays with at the house when I come to work.
You make 5,000 gallons of milk while you're here.
I know, but
you can't possibly, your husband can't possibly go through all that milk in a day.
He does.
Then you have the fattest baby I've ever heard.
She's actually getting kind of chunky, but I don't know. Maybe he's leaving half drunk bottles around, but I'm here.
Tell her to stop doing that.
Him. Yes. I don't know that he is. I just know that I am resupplying every day.
So you're playing catch up every day. Every day.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
I wish people could see how much milk you make.
Such a strange thing to say.
She literally, you know, everybody, hey. So you know how when you go to the grocery store and you walk past the milk cooler and you just look at all those gallons and you go, wow, that's a lot of milk. That's how much Katie makes every day while she's in the studio.
I have to tell you, my milk production has gone down.
Because of Kevin? Did Kevin do something to you?
No, it's because I got a lift in implants. Oh. And so it can, because they go around the nipple for the lift part. So it can affect your milk ducts. Mm. And I still produce a ton of milk, as Gavin has said, but it's not as much as it used to be.
Okay, but it's still a lot. I would say you're making probably close to 20 ounces while you're here at work.
Gavin, that's absolutely not true.
You don't think?
Four.
And that's one pumping, so there's eight. So you do one more time, and that's 16.
Okay, I guess you're right. Yes, Jacob.
Oh, Producer Jacob has a question.
Yes,
so
Producer Jacob.
We've all seen The Office, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Pam from The Office started lactating? Kevin Malone started saying this thing like, if you start crying like a baby,
it'll
make milk want to produce in a mom.
Right, I remember that.
So if we had like Kevin cry like a baby, do you think that'll help
the
production?
Work.
It doesn't?
No.
Or have we tried it?
It has to be your baby.
Well, it could be another baby.
Or maybe another baby.
It has to be a baby.
Kevin's our baby.
Well, it has to be a real baby.
Not a man baby.
Right. Not a man baby.
You're making me feel self-conscious about how much milk my baby's drinking.
No, it's how much milk your husband's wasting. Because, like,
well, let's think of it. Okay, so I do, I pump, like, four times here.
Yeah.
Okay, so that produces about 16 ounces.
Well, it's, you pump, yeah, on both sides. You pump twice
from both
sides.
Right.
So it's 16 minimum.
Minimum.
Okay.
But then how many bottles does she have in
the seven hours
that we're here?
She's 4 months old?
Yeah.
She probably needs 10 ounces.
In 7 hours?
Yeah. Her stomach is like this big. It's like the size of a stress ball. Like there's.
Well, she drinks 4 ounces at a time.
Okay, so then 8 ounces. Like she probably only needs to feed twice, maybe at the most three.
Yeah.
So even if it's 4 ounces, then that's 12 ounces.
Or,
you still should be working ahead.
Or they're giving her bottles just to keep her quiet.
I mean, that could be a possibility, too.
Who knows what's going on at my house when I'm not there?
I feel like I know what's going on at your house.
What is going on? Tell me.
I feel like there's either milk being wasted or he's giving her too much milk, possibly. Like, so...
Can somebody text in to 73389 and tell us, can you overfeed a four-month baby?
Oh, I'll do it. I'll text in.
No, you don't know anything. You're getting your information from The Office, which is a show that hasn't been on for 15 years.
But it was on NBC. They gave that information to everybody. I figured it would be accurate.
I mean, according to Google...
And what does he know?
Babies are innately capable of self-regulating their intake. I expected that, but like at the same time, that doesn't account for wasted milk.
Yeah,
what I'm
that's
saying,
true.
Here's
that's
my point.
True.
Here's my point. You're late to the show because your baby wants to eat at a very inconvenient time for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And I'm more important to you. So what I'm saying is that if that baby wants to keep
she has
eating,
a name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If Morgan wants to keep eating at an inconvenient time...
For you.
...then we've got to save one bottle
a
day.
Okay, so that...
Minimum.
Okay. I think that could be arranged.
I'll make you a spreadsheet if I have to.
I don't think we need that.
Okay.
Okay. I just put one in the freezer and then be like, well, this is Gavin's milk. Feed that baby. Feed that baby right now.
I am very glad. I'm very, very glad... that she's healthy.
She is very healthy.
That's the positive takeaway.
Yeah.
The negative takeaway is I'm more important.
That does feel like a negative takeaway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.